In the name of the Father who created light, in the name of Jesus, the light of the world, and in the name of the Holy Spirit who works the light of faith in us.
Amen.
The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the many coastlands be glad.
Clouds and thick darkness are all around you. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne.
Fire goes before him and burns up his adversaries all around.
His lightnings light up the world. The earth sees and trembles.
Mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth.
The heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all the peoples see his glory.
All worshippers of images are put to shame, who make their boasts in worthless idols. Worship him, all you gods.
Zion hears in his lap, and the daughters of Judah rejoice, because of your judgments of the Lord.
For you, O Lord, are most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods.
O you who love the Lord, hate evil. He preserves the lives of his saints. He delivers them from the hand of the wicked.
Light is sown for the righteous, and joy for the upright in heart.
Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, and give the thanks to his holy name.
Yeah. have heard from him and proclaim to you, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. 1 John 1, verse 5.
Proverbs 4, verses 19.
Thank you. The full light returned to the earth when God sent his son Jesus to be born as a baby, to live, die, and rise again as the brightness of our salvation. Through the ages, the world became brighter through God's word and promises. His word gave guidance. His promises gave hope.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. Psalm 119, verse 105.
Oh, come to the house of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Isaiah 2, verse 5.
But people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness on them has light shine. Isaiah 9, verse 2.
There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He only came as a witness to the light. John 1, verse 6 through 8. The true light that gives light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. John 1, verse 9.
Light returned to earth when God sent his son Jesus to be born as a baby, to live, die, and rise again as the brightness of our salvation. The first Christmas was full of light. God displayed his glory through angels and a special star. But the light that would save us from the darkness of sin was a baby, Jesus Christ.
So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judah, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and lied and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
Christmas night, he lived in the valley of the Bethlehem. He saw the manger. look forward to a new year illuminated by Christ. But what about the people, even in our own family and among our friends, who are still searching for answers in the dark? God gives us the command to share the light of his salvation.
Let us bow our heads to pray, and I'll have the children repeat each part after me. Dear Jesus,
you were born
into this world just like us. You lived for us. You died for us. You rose again for us. Thank you for being the true light of the world and for bringing us into your marvelous light. Give us joy this Christmas and always for what you have done for us. In your holy name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. You can pick up your children in the fellowship hall, please. Thank you.